Our Shepherd's View with Bishop Michael Mulvey is generously underwritten by the Corpus Christi Area Chapter of the Knights of Columbus. The Knights, who do so much for the Catholic Church and its many and various ministries, have expanded their support to include the radio evangelization efforts of KLUX HD Radio. Our thanks to the Corpus Christi Area Knights of Columbus for underwriting this segment of Our Shepherd's View.
Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, 8th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Mulvey reflects on issues and events facing Catholics and people of all faiths.
Good morning, South Texas, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View on this 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I'm Barbara Little, here with Father James Stemler, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. Today, we'll be here and discuss the Gospel from St. Mark, so please stay with us, and we will be right back.
If you desire a firmer foundation for your life, to foster unity in Christ, and love to interact with those of other Christian faiths, want to build the Christian faith and community, want a fulfilling and consuming experience with the Lord, then a journey to Damascus may be what you're needing. For a complete understanding and schedule of Journey to Damascus weekends, visit journeytodamascus.org for more information.
Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. Well, good morning, Father Stemler. How wonderful to have you two Sundays in a row.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. It's good to be here.
Yes. So when Bishop Mulvey's unable to be here, it's always a privilege to have you here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, our gospel this morning is from St. Mark, so let's prepare our hearts and minds to listen to his word.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this reading from Mark follows exactly the time frame from last Sunday when Jesus was expressed a lot of regret over the people's lack of faith who seemed to remember him from when he was a young boy. So now it's looking like he's sending out his disciples,
mm-hmm,
two by two.
Right. Being disciples or students of Jesus, the 12 need to put the one foot in front of the other, and they need to go out and do what they've been learning. They need to go out, and what they've been experiencing with Jesus is something they are being called to share with others. Jesus is helping them see, helping us see, that the whole point of being a disciple, of being a follower of Jesus, is to witness to Jesus, to witness to the love of God through Jesus Christ, and to keep that moving forward from us. You know, the faith wasn't given to us. It's mine. It's all mine. And I, you know, that's just as far as it's going to go. No, if we truly understand the faith that has been given to us, we're constantly giving it away. Because when we give it away, we receive so much in return. So it's not a, you know, it's not something that's only mine.
It's not our sole possession.
That's right. It is something we are called to share. So he summons the 12 and sends them out two by two. Why two by two? Well, number one, it's always safety in numbers. Number two, the fact that there are two, they will be witnessing to one another the gospel message, the truth about God's love through Jesus Christ. And because they're witnessing to one another, people will see that witness. And so I think that's one of the reasons why it's two by two, not only for a practical reason, safety, but also for a spiritual purpose to not only myself am I witnessing, but the two of us together, how we relate to one another and work with one another is witnessing to the people we go out to we meet.
So the two were able to share.
Correct, correct. That's very important in our faith, you know. Again, it's not mine. It's it doesn't belong to me, and you can't have any unless I choose to let you know. No, we're supposed to be constantly witnessing. It's interesting how he tells them to go out, take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. You think about that. When you pack to go somewhere, you pack. You know, you have a suitcase. I mean, we've all lately learned very well how to pack to pack in a small case so we can take it on the plane with us or easily put it into the car. You know, we're not taking everything like perhaps at one point when we did take a few more cases, but we've learned how to pack small. But Jesus says to take nothing. And that seems pretty iffy. I mean, you plan to go someplace for a while and not take anything and see how interesting it'll be.
Well, he says no food, no sack, no money.
Right, right.
Yeah, leaving on a trip with no money.
Right. The reason is because if we're really witnessing to the gospel, it seems to me God will provide. And things will happen. So I think what's being focused on here is that they're to take nothing with them but the Word of God. They're to take nothing with them but who Jesus is and how they've experienced Jesus in their time with him so far. That's all they need, that faith. That will carry them through. And I think it's important for us to recognize that faith should be our top priority, should be the thing we focus on. Everything I do is through that understanding of my faith in God. What's the song? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be gathered unto you. Everything else will come around, maybe not in the way we think it should, or we're sort of planning it should, but we will be taken care of. We heard that recently in the gospel reading. Your Father takes care of the birds. Aren't you worth more than birds? This is a very good lesson for us in how much our faith is in God, how much we trust in God. Are we willing to journey with solely focusing on the kingdom of God, the Word of God, and do we trust that everything else will fall into place? So that's a good lesson for the 12 as they go. At least they are able to wear sandals because it is rocky soil out there. But everything else will be out of trust. And do we have that level of trust in God that we can move forward with our focus solely on God?
Mm-hmm. And by being with two, if one's trust started to waver a little bit, they had the other one to bring him back up. Because
correct.
That's what two people can do. One is thinking, oh my gosh, we have no money, we have no food. don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. You know, so you
right.
have the two to help support
yeah.
each other.
I mean, in prayer, we're called to support one another. And through our prayer, we help and assist one another. And so the same thing here. You know, we're going to, you know, there'll be times when we're very much challenged. And the other person will be that support and help to bring the faith back up,
right.
to get the focus back where it should be. You know, so I again, the two by two, I think that's the reason we witness not only as individuals, but I think more effectively we witness as a parish community, as a diocese. When we come together, I think that in itself is a strong and powerful witness.
Mm-hmm. So in this gospel, still the first part is the disciples are going out so they could wear sandals, but it says not a second tunic. So when I think about that, the second tunic would be for protection against weather and elements, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're saying no second tunic, just the one. So again, it's the faith that...
Yeah. Well, it's similar to Jesus.
Taken care of.
It's similar to Jesus in the boat, and there's a storm, and he's sleeping in the back of the boat, and everybody else is panicky because, you know, it's strong waves, and how can you sleep through all of this? And, oh ye of little faith, is Jesus' response. I mean, you know, challenges are a part of life. Storms are going to happen in life. But where's our focus? Is it on the storm? Is it on the challenge? Or is it on God? And that will help me through the challenge. I think that's a powerful opportunity for us to really challenge our faith to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think God is giving us that ability to grow in our faith. And we need to keep the focus on God so that that growth can occur.
When you mentioned about Jesus being asleep in the back of the boat, it makes me think about Peter walking on, Jesus telling mm-hmm. him, Peter, to come to him, and he started out on the water, and the minute he lost focus mm-hmm. on Jesus and got worried is when he started to sink.
Sink, yeah.
And, you know, if you're a visual, you can visualize all of that, but what a wonderful way for us to maintain our faith,
right?
But not to waver.
Right. It's not easy. That's why we need the support of one another. That's why we're a community,
mm-hmm.
to have that help for one another. But I think the 12 are learning a lot through all of this, but the 12 and us are learning a lot about our focus should be on our faith, on God, and as challenging as the road will be, as scary as the road will be, we can make it through. It may not be pretty at points, mm-hmm. but we can make it through. I mean, you know, the end of the story is not Jesus on the cross. The end of the story is the resurrection. And I think we need to keep moving forward in that understanding,
mm-hmm.
as the 12 are learning to keep moving forward in that understanding.
Right. Well, thank you, Father. We are going to take a short break, and when we return, we will continue our conversation. Please stay with us, and we will be right back. Grounded in Truth. Every third Saturday, Our Lady of Corpus Christi in Cafe Veritas presents Grounded in Truth, a day of adoration, fellowship, live music, and compline. Featured are different local musicians each month. Events begin with a holy hour in the blue-domed Adoration Chapel, followed by confessions. Then everybody meets in the cafe for food, fun, fellowship, and more Christian music. The day ends with night prayers. For more information, please call Our Lady of Corpus Christi, 1200 Lantana, 361-289-0807. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. Father Stembler, we are going to continue our conversation of this gospel, and in the very beginning, the first half, We were talking about how Jesus sent the disciples out two by two, and they carried very little with them mm-hmm. at all. And so in the second half, now we get to the point where they are actually meeting with people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Is this the beginning of Airbnbs?
Maybe so.
Who knows? But, you know, when you go to people, stay with them. The whole point of evangelization, this is what's taking place here, the whole point of evangelization is to be with the person. You know, it's not just, you know, read this pamphlet and you'll be fine. No, it's interacting. It's speaking to. It's, you know, it's not texting or putting up a Facebook page. It's one-on-one, mano y mano. I mean, it's connecting with. And so whenever you enter a house, Jesus helps them understand that this is evangelization is all about connecting with people. Isn't that what Jesus has done? We're in Mark chapter 6, even up to now. You know, Jesus hasn't stayed one place and waited for people to come to him. He's gone out. He's gone out to see where people are and been with them in their situation. So this is the same thing now for the 12. It's the same for us. We need to interact with people. We need to speak with people, not at people, but with people. And remain. There may be a lot of questions, and those questions we shouldn't be afraid of or mm-hmm. shy away mm-hmm. from or resist. I think we need to be, you know, the faith will carry us through. So I think we need to, you know, answer those questions to the best of our ability or point people in the right direction for their answers. But, you know, we just need to interact and, you know, not, you know, treat each other as objects, but as human beings mm-hmm. in how we're relating, because that in itself is a witness. That interaction is itself a witness.
And, of course, listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it can be emphasized enough. Conversation or dialogue, the understanding there is that you're not only talking, but you're listening. And whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. I mean, there are times when you interact with people and they're just not going to want to listen. They're just not going to, get away from me, you know, or whatever. And what does Jesus tell them to do? Leave. Shake the dust off your feet. Don't keep that as a memory. Get rid of that. Just shake it off completely. Don't let that memory control you. And that's in testimony against them because you're done.
Right.
Okay. You're finished. Now, it may be very true that someone else or another two can go to this person or persons and maybe they'll get through. Okay. That's wonderful. The important thing is that they got through. It's not who gave the message.
Right.
Early in my priesthood, I was invited to a healing mass where people came up and you blessed them, and some people were sort of falling over, slain in the spirit or whatever they call it. And, everybody, all the other priests, that happened with people that went to them, but it wasn't happening to people that went with me. So I got all concerned all of a sudden was there was something the matter with me. So I talked to the priest who was the main celebrant of this service, of this mass and service, and I said, you know, is there something the matter? He said, no, the Spirit is working through you, but maybe not in that way. And I think the same thing is true with, you know, evangelization or sharing the word. Maybe I didn't get through to this person. Well, I can, you know, curse myself up inside and down the other, you know, but maybe the Spirit wasn't meant to work in that way through me. Maybe this other person with whom the Spirit is able to move and is able to connect with this person. The important thing is that the connection was made, that the evangelization is taking place, as to who did it, that's not the important thing. I mean, you know, we don't get a card and we can check off how many right. I have, you know. So I believe what's going on here is a reminder to us that if we don't get through to someone, move on. Don't hold that in memory. Continue to pray for the person, of course, but don't hold the situation or the experience in your memory. Get rid of it. You need to move on because maybe there are people who you'll be able to reach that others aren't able to reach.
It almost sounds to me in a little bit when you try to do something and it doesn't work out and you feel, I failed. And then you just decide not to do it again.
Right,
you know,
right.
Instead of picking yourself up, mm-hmm. as he says, dusting yourself off and moving forward again.
Right, right. Yeah, because we're not going to get through to everyone. And that's a reality we need to recognize. I mean, Jesus watched people walk away from him. I mean, he didn't run after them and say, you better get back or else.
You don't know what you're missing.
Right. The rich man, you know, his face mm-hmm. fell when Jesus said, go sell all you have and give to the poor. His face fell. I love that statement. Mm-hmm. His face fell and he walked away. Jesus watched him walk away, you know, and it's not his time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the prayer is going for the man, yes. But, you know, your response, my responsibility in this situation is not to just freeze my memory on that moment and think, well, that's it. I can't do it. No, you keep moving on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And look what happened. You know, you sort of wonder, this is one of those times you wish there was a Kodak moment so you could see the expression on the disciples' mm-hmm. faces. You're going out two by two to, you know, to evangelize and have authority over unclean spirits. I'd love to see the expressions on their faces. But, you know, they go out and lo and behold, it's happening. Mm-hmm. Because they're focusing on what Jesus has given them, the faith. The faith in God. And because their focus is there, not on themselves, not on their own needs, but they are focused on God's love, it's happening. Mm-hmm. Which I think should cause us all to sit back and ask, you know, do I believe that it'll happen through me? Do I believe that I can go out and evangelize? I mean, maybe I'm not doing it like certain people that have been made famous, if you will, mm-hmm. quote unquote, by media or and anything like that. We can think of several people who have made it into the media spotlight. And in many cases there, I don't know that they personally wanted to be in that spotlight.
Right.
But do I understand that I have the ability, because I have the faith, to witness to the gospel message and that I can do it in an effective way simply because I'm living the faith out in my life? There are people who are evangelizing right and left all the time and you never hear about them.
Right.
But they're doing it. And in many ways that maybe they don't recognize as true evangelization, but they are. Just interacting with someone, that's a wonderful way of beginning the whole question about who is God and that God is a part of me. Just interacting with people, opening people's minds and hearts to God and God's presence within them. That's what Jesus did. He went, and if you read the scriptures, Jesus keeps, you know, interesting company throughout the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tax collectors, prostitutes, people who are not good practitioners of their faith. Jesus keeps them as company. Why? Well, because they've been thrown out. they've been distanced off.
Castaways.
Yeah, castawayed. Well, they're creations of God. And Jesus goes and sits with them and helps open their mind and heart to the understanding of God and God's place in their life, that they are blessed because they are a creation of God. Do they all turn around and have a repent or a metanoia, an about face, and follow Jesus? No, maybe not. Maybe at some point they will. Some do. Some turn their lives around. Others, they turn it around after a while, you know. But the important thing is to just sit and dialogue, mm-hmm. to just sit and interact. Sometimes I think, you know, technology is a wonderful thing, and I certainly use technology, or I'm using it more and more as I learn more and more about it. But it's a wonderful thing. But I sometimes wonder, and a big question for us as a society should be, do I relate more to technology or better to technology than I do to other people? And that's a real issue. And I mean, I think that's something we really need to consider. So
it's the interaction with one another and also just how you act that people may notice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, simple evangelization.
Right.
Acting. Well, thank you, Father. If you could end our session this morning with a prayer and a blessing.
Sure. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who, for the faith they profess or are counted Christians, the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you, Father Stemmler, for being with us this morning, and thank you for listening to our program. We wish you a wonderful day and a blessed week.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. If you have questions for the Bishop, write to Our Shepherd's View, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, 78407. Or we invite you to email your questions and comments to osv@klux.org. Our Shepherd's View is a production of CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
The preceding program, Our Shepherd's View with Bishop Michael Mulvey, was underwritten by the Corpus Christi Area Knights of Columbus, predominantly in the Diocese of Corpus Christi. We at KLUX HD appreciate the continued support of the Area Knights of Columbus, and in particular, their underwriting of this segment of Our Shepherd's View.